Whatever.
Hey, Doc, buddy, how you doing?
Good.
What? You got some peanut butter there?
Yeah,
crunchy, huh? That sounds like good stuff. You ready to do this?
Let's go. Eat the...
Shalik Doc popular. Yo, wiki, podcast on yo radio.
Sure, want to bring us in?
Okay. Welcome to what is the show? Welcome to Yo Yo Wiki Podcast. My name is Dr. Popper. I live in San Francisco. And in Minneapolis is Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am doing good. Here we are, episode 34 of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
Special episode.
It's a very special episode. The best episode ever. So you better keep listening. Because this will be the best episode you've ever heard. So how have you been? I haven't talked to you for a couple weeks since Missouri.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we recorded the intro. By the way, the peanut butter thing, about an hour ago, and I'm still trying to get it out of my mouth. There's a lot of peanut butter in here. I loved the City Museum and the yo-yo contest and seeing all of you guys. I hated St. Louis and spent a week in Berkeley afterwards and hated that. Basically, I was homesick as soon as we got to the airport in Oakland to leave for St. Louis. I was already wanting to come back home. Wow. But it was... Everything in the City Museum was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. What did you hate about St. Louis?
Well, there was just so much travel issues. Could have gone wrong with travel. Seemed to have gone wrong.
Yeah.
Both to and from there. And then I really don't like St. Louis. I always hear a lot of things that make me really angry whenever I go to St. Louis and talk to, like, not everybody, but a lot of people there. Yeah, pretty much had a miserable time up until we actually got into the museum. That was when it all started getting really good. That was actually the best time I'd ever had in the museum. I used to go to the City Museum all the time, but it's grown so much since I lived there, and it's so much more dangerous now.
Yeah, yeah. When you lived there 6 months ago?
No, I was there like 3 years, 4 years ago?
7 years ago.
7 years ago.
7 years
ago. 7 years ago today.
There you go. Good deal. And
what was your last week's episode?
Last week's episode is good. It's so good. It's so good that I haven't even edited it and put it online yet.
Neat. So yeah. So pretty much it doesn't exist.
I know. I'm super lazy. So I'm gonna edit them both tonight and put them online tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
God, I just get so lazy sometimes. But it's good. It's good to be lazy sometimes.
It's good to be lazy sometimes. Speaking of which, can we play the yo-yo sensation that's lazily rolling across the nation?
Do you mean name that yo-yo?
Absolutely, Josh. I. What else could I be talking about other than name that yo-yo? The game where one of us throws a yo-yo while the other one tries to guess what it is by its sound, and then we change hands and try guessing each other's yo-yo. So here we go. I'm going to throw mine first. This is a really quiet bearing one, and I'm real sorry about that. But this is stock.
Okay.
That's as much noise as I can get out of it.
Yeah, that's good though. That's good. It is quiet. It's sexy sounding. I'm gonna say it's a small bearing. It sounds like a metal Yomega. Let's go with a Wing Force.
It is not a wing force. despite the engravings on the side, this is not a Dr. Popular yo-yo.
Is it a Element X?
No, this is a Baby Dirt. At the St. Louis contest, when I got one of these from Russ Andert, who's a hell of a nice guy, after I got one of these, I kept pointing to the little D that's like a lowercase D on both sides, and I would show people the D, and then I would flip it so that the other D looked like a P, and I was telling them it's a Dr. Popular signature yo-yo.
No, that's actually supposed to be a B. So it's a D on one side and a B on the other.
Mine has two Ds.
No.
Actually, both of mine have two Ds. Okay. I have two of them, okay. And they both have...
Okay, no, you're right. Cool.
Killer yo-yo.
That's a hell of a good yo-yo. And I didn't realize that you had bought a second one. And you silicone both of them?
No, I bought one, traded for the other.
Okay.
I siliconed one because I just really don't like pads. But it's really weird. Usually silicone, doesn't make a yo-yo more responsive, but for these, it's way more responsive. Just like I don't have to bind at all, and I don't like that. I need to get a new pad for it. But anyway, the second one I traded for from Russ, he actually had siliconed. So both of them are silicone, but one came stock from him that way.
Okay. Neat. Very cool.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and give my yo-yo a throw here.
All right.
All right.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound metal to me. Sounds like a harder plastic. I'm going to say Big Ben.
It is not a Big Ben.
All right.
This yo-yo is old, not very good, and Dave Schulte used it to break the trapeze regeneration record.
Oh, crap. Well, I should know that. It sounds too loose to be a Tiger Shark, which was one of his favorite yo-yos. I don't know, freehand is his style. I guess I'll say a freehand 2.
It is not a freehand 2. This is, in fact, a Yomega Hyperwarp wing.
Oh, yeah. Those seem like they'd be hard to regenerate with.
Not with a lubed bearing. They regenerate pretty darn easily. They're tug... Woo!
Woo!
just hit the dog a little bit with the yo-yo. That's okay. He doesn't mind.
Speaking of the dog, you now have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new toy in your life. You had a fish before. Now you have a dog. What's your dog's name?
His name is Toby.
Toby?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's 2 years old, and he's a Pembroke.
So you bought a used dog.
We adopted him from a shelter. Yes.
The warranty's not good on him anymore.
No, that's true. The warranty ran up at 1,000 miles. So
1,000 licks.
1,000 licks.
So you have a new dog named you have a new used dog named Toby.
That's right.
Right on.
And a webcam that I'm trying to get perfected.
Yeah.
So that I can watch him while I'm at work, make sure he doesn't destroy anything.
Are you going to have an automated newspaper, like a rolled newspaper, so that whenever you see him poop on the webcam, you'll have this automated boom, little...
Wouldn't that just be amazing?
Yeah. Maybe a button that anybody watching the webcam could just hit.
I was thinking about stuff like that, but that would just, with the internet the way that it is, that would not go over well. So should we get on to the news of the week?
Yes, absolutely. What do you want to start with?
First off, Augie Fash, our good friend Augie Fash, was touring on a sideshow on the Warp Tour, but apparently that sideshow has been canceled.
Do you know if he did any shows on that tour, or if they all got canceled?
I think that he did. Warp Tour has been going, I think, for at least a few weeks.
Okay, so he should have been doing some shows then. Yeah.
Yep. So the sideshow just got canceled, which is a little weird, but I mean, not really too weird if it wasn't making money or whatever. But don't worry, fear not, because Augie is now touring on the Ozfest with Mr. Jack Rinka, which is pretty cool.
I wonder how that works. Like, wouldn't the Ozfest? I mean, because the Ozfest, I think he's just doing. I think Jack is part of a like burlesque kind of show. The same thing that Augie was doing on Warp Tour. But generally, you wouldn't need for like a small show where you got a sword swallower and a juggler and all that. You would need two yo-yos. So I kind of wonder how, because I can't imagine that the yo-yo show in the Ozfest is really making much more money than the Warp Tour one would have.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because they're not selling extra tickets to these things anyway. It's not like it's not making money. I mean, it's you pay one flat admission in the door, whether or not Augie's there or not. But
right.
I wonder also, like, wasn't there somewhere that was saying that Augie was representing Yo-Yo Factory, like it was kind of a Yo-Yo Factory thing for the Warped Tour, or do you think that the Yo-Yo Factory had anything at all to do with him being on the road?
I think Warped Tour was definitely supporting him financially. Yo-Yo Factory was definitely supporting him financially.
Yeah.
And I don't see why that would need to change, really.
So theoretically, they're doing the same. They just moved him. And theoretically, Jack Rinka is being paid by Duncan to be up on that stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's interesting. I was looking forward to going to Warped Tour, or at least having Augie come to town and hoping to hang out with him. Ozfest isn't coming to the Twin Cities, so.
I think Augie should just start his own little tour called the Ogfest.
That's good. That's really good.
The Ogfest. Yeah.
So Ogfest coming to a town near you.
Ogfest 2008. Sunday.
Let's see what else. Lots of pictures started to circulate this week of two fat ladies.
Yeah, I saw those pictures on those pay sites.
The pay sites? No, you're thinking about something completely different.
Oh, the yo-yos.
Yes, the yo-yos.
The yo-yo.
The beefcake. I don't know. I think this is one of the weirdest things ever. It's pretty cool, but it's weird. A high-end machined aluminum stock beefcake yo-yo.
I have to say I'm a little skeptical, but I sure would love to get my hands on one to try it out.
Did they communicate with you at all, Doc?
No, nobody ever communicates with me. The first people to release a beefcake yo-yo. First let's go back. For those who don't know, beefcaking is where you take two yo-yos side by side. And two bearings, and you put them side by side in a yo-yo to make the yo-yo wider. And the original idea was something I came up with for the Viper, because the Viper has the narrowest bearings you'll ever see. So even if you shim it, you still have problems with with gap, falling into the side of the bearing. So, Beefcake is my name and my idea. And then Spintastics came out with a beefcaked yo-yo. I can't remember what it was called, like the Great White or something?
The Great White, that's it.
Yeah. And then
and they didn't ask for...
No, they didn't ask, but they used the word beefcake, just, the same word that I came up with and all that. And then yoyoguy.com also came out with a couple beefcaked yo-yos. And... The craze lasted for a very short time before, I think really technology caught up. Or actually, was it that binding started catching up, or what was it? I mean, really, it was something that was just created for like the Viper, because Vipers had unusual bearing sizes that you couldn't just buy a wider bearing for it, so you had to take two. Anyway, so this new yo-yo has two bearings inside of it, and you know I haven't put this up on my blog yet, but I was mentioning to people I've said it before, I think, on the show, that if anybody ever wants to come out with a schmooved or beefcake yo-yo, I guess I probably can't stop them, but there certainly wouldn't be anything wrong with them, you know, sending me one or at least contacting me or whatever if they're going to use the term schmoov or beefcake.
That would be the polite thing to do.
Yeah. You know, maybe offer me wholesale or something. I don't know. Would be the...
Just starting at contacting you. Like, that's... sending you an email.
It shouldn't be my job to, like, find out, you know, oh, somebody's coming out with this. But whatever. You know, like I said, it's not something I have a patent on or anything. So, right. And, you know, I definitely, you know, want the... Anything that helps, you know, yo-yoing out, wouldn't want to impede that. Not that I think beefcaking is pushing yo-yoing anywhere. I am so curious to see what this high-end beefcake yo-yo will play with. Now, they also mention that it can play with one bearing if you buy the or if you use the special shims that it comes with.
Right. Yep. Standard-sized yo-yo jam bearing or a concave. I don't know if that's a C bearing or a B bearing. I don't keep track of that stuff. So there, I think it seems like a pretty neat yo-yo in the way that they're designing it, and that there's a lot of modification that you can do with it just right out of the package without having to cut on it or anything like that. So
the shape looks awesome. I'm starting to like kind of smaller yo-yos though, and I think this might be like still kind of like a large like let's say freehand size yo-yo.
Yeah.
But it looks like it'd be really comfortable to play with. Yeah. It also comes with silicone, right? No, it comes with ghost pads.
Ghost pads, which rock.
Okay.
I know you haven't used them.
Mm-hmm.
So they rock. I mean, they're silicone. So let's see what else. Elephant Attack has made a video from Oyo States. Check it out.
You just told me not to spread that around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't.
Since then, you've hidden a link, and then you're just saying it right.
Yep.
Now.
Do not go to schlichto.com/elephantattack/special.html, and don't download the video. That would be bad.
Now, why aren't people supposed to do all those things?
Because Elephant Attack made the video, but the person who ran the contest told him not to release it yet.
Any indication what he's waiting for?
No, I'm not exactly sure about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I can't wait to not watch it. I have it not saved on my desktop right now.
Yeah, me too. Save Death, Volume 1, the stunt trailers. Have you watched those at all?
I watched two of them. I have not seen Higby's yet. I bet it's really cool.
Higby's is so cool. It just... He did such a good job of it. Like what Dave did was he released like 45 seconds of footage and asked a few different people to make trailers using that 45 seconds, and it wasn't raw footage, it was all edited footage and stuff like that, so it's already got motion transitions and stuff, and Higby just made something completely different. It was awesome.
I'll have to watch it. You got me really intrigued now.
Yeah. And then there's one up there by Takeshi, which is also awesome, but it's what you would expect out of Takeshi with this edited footage and stuff like that. And it's awesome. You know, don't get me wrong. And then there's one from Adam Brewster, whoever that is.
Elephant Attack?
No. Adam Brewster is Adam Brewster. Used to be Yobadiah or Obadiah.
Yobadiah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Obadiah. Yeah.
Or ran Tennessee State. Heck, he was at,
Yeah, he was there. I just remember. I couldn't remember which one he was. Yep. I remember those two cats from the Tennessee State's organizers. Yep, oh, you might ever get a Hatch. Thank you very much for reminding me. I've got to get a Hatch show print poster from them.
Yes. All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Doc?
Nope.
All right.
Can't think of anything. Oh, that Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah, you're still waiting to hear about that?
All of us are waiting, I think. I think all of us are waiting. Otherwise, I'd expect to see like Steve Brown like post something on yoyoing.com like, yeah. "I got it, you bitches."
Right.
But so until I see like someone celebrating, I'm just gonna assume that nobody's been called. Right. It's terrible. I was really hoping that like this would have been cast like it was supposed to. They said they were gonna come to decisions like last Monday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Oh, that's great." You know, they didn't call me. I don't have to worry about it. But now it's like this kind of up in the air thing, and there's it's so annoying. I just would rather.
I mean, you first mentioned this easily a month ago, and like what you were saying about it was, we'll find out in a week, and I won't have to worry about it. Yeah. And so here we are a month later, and you're still worrying about it.
Well, I just started worrying about it when because I posted who's in it, and Dave let me know that they won't come to a decision until the 26th, which is today. So,
all right. Good deal. Well, this has been the 34th episode, the best episode of the OU Wiki podcast. Congratulations for listening to the whole thing.
Congratulations.
That's
no,
right.
It's not congratulations. It's you are welcome.
Oh.
We should be telling our audience, you're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome. We did a great job. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We appreciate your thanks for us making something so incredibly good. we'll see you again next week. Until then, go on to yoyowiki.org and edit something up. Bye.
Bye.